Choosing where to send their kids to school is a big decision for parents. It's one that starts at an early age and can become a politicized issue. 45 schools, both public and private, were represented at a school choice fair sponsored by education advocacy groups A-Plus Schools and Penn Can. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider introduces us to one mom who is considering moving her kids to a charter school.
Faye Kenny says she wants to find better options for her three children, and she's considering leaving their neighborhood public schools. It's a big decision, she says, is complicated and stressful.
I'm learning on my own how to go about doing this stuff.
Her kids go to school in McKeesport, and she's not satisfied with the answer she gets when she asks them what they're learning.
My youngest child, her school is more one-on-one with her, so she always has something to say about school. My other two, they're just, we just learned whatever the teacher showed us on a board.
Like many parents who look to charter schools, Kenny says she needs a change. At the school choice fair Saturday, she asked teachers and administrators about the unique aspects of their schools. One of Kenny's daughters has an individualized education plan, or IEP, for a learning disability. Spectrum Charter School in Monroeville works with students from ages 13 to 21 with autism spectrum disorders. Here's teacher Lori Yurkovic.
We also work on transitioning them into getting a job, either getting students prepared for college, a four-year program or a two-year program.
Teacher demographics are also important to Kenny. Only one of her children has ever had an African-American teacher. A majority of their teachers are white.
You can't relate to us, so you don't know. So your kids think one thing, and it's really not that. I want a reality of things so that they're not expecting, you know, life to go this way, and it is not that way for us.
Kenny also wants her kids' teachers to know them. Here's City Charter High School Assistant Principal Patrice Johnson.
Our teachers loop, so when you come in ninth grade, you keep those same core content teachers through the 12th grade.
Charters are notorious for promoting their student-to-teacher ratios at the school. Smaller class size, they say, means more individualized attention for students. Urban Pathways is a 6-12 school downtown. Ty Beck is a counselor at the school.
Every classroom has two teachers, so a lot of the students get that individualized attention. The whole small classroom atmosphere is, a lot of parents like that.
Last year, only charter schools were represented at the fair. This year, teachers from Pittsburgh Public School Magnets were available to answer questions about the school. Magnets are schools that have oversight from the district, but have a curriculum unique to a special interest like the arts or science. Education advocacy group A-Plus Schools wants to see those public schools succeed, but Executive Director James Fogarty says parents want quality education regardless of where the school is.
From the parent perspective, you're not seeing district, charter, you're not seeing some of those political things. You're just seeing, like, I have this beautiful child that I want to have a quality option for school. That desire for a quality school cuts across race, it cuts across socioeconomic background.
Because after all, he says, there are a broad range of factors that make a school a good fit for a student, beyond test scores, which he says are not always indicative of good teachers. For Kenny, it's a lot to consider.
Pretty much going home to read over a lot of stuff. So I do want to get them a better opportunity.
It turns out trying to find where to send her kids to learn has been a learning experience for her. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.